in water. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen with the great Mark the Freedom Poet on our What's on Your Mind preview hour. Today on the program, it is Giving Hearts Day. Have you pulled out your wallet and decided to part with some of your good, hard-earned money today in the name of some great causes? I hope so. I hope so. We've spent the better part of the last month counting down to this day, and it's a very important day to impact lives. That's why the Impact Foundation is called Impact. I mean, you can when you give back, you impact, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. There are 200 worthy charities that are part of this effort, but we picked our favorite 10. We picked the top 10, and that wasn't easy to do. But if you feel like you'd like to impact some lives today and help us, you can. You're helping a lot of people, but we'd love it if you'd also pick the partners that we've picked for this reason. They've been good to us. They've been regulars on the program talking about their causes. We care about their causes, and so we'd really encourage you to do that today. The full list is at flagfamily.com. We'll be reading them throughout the day. Flagfamily.com. Check that out. And know it's Giving Hearts Day until midnight tonight. You have time. And when you donate, your donation is doubled. When do you get a chance to double your money? And especially to impact a great cause. We hope you'll do that today. There's travel alerts and weather alerts. I'm going to run through all the details on that here momentarily. I'll give you a little preview of what's to come on the program today. And it will be a busy one. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. It is his talk radio town hall a day later because of the storm. They all skedaddled out of Washington, D.C. and a little bit early. So we moved Kevin's conversation to the first hour today on the program. And so he'll be here from 9 to 10 taking your calls on any and all questions and comments. If you do have questions in advance, always suggest you get those in at 855-200-1776, press 1. Second hour today, Pat Trainer, the president of Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, will be here. He will be our guest for the entire hour to talk about Giving Hearts Day and really the genesis of Dakota Medical Foundation, which has a great history here in healthcare in the region, as well as the Impact Foundation, which has a statewide footprint. Dakota Medical Foundation is eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Impact Foundation is really region-wide all throughout North Dakota. It's a great, great cause, so we encourage you to check that out. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, I was really interested in the conference call, you telling about the great vision of Impact Give Back, how they're actually helping these foundations be much more efficient, and like they've got this great commitment to work together to make sure that all the donors' dollars are really faithfully shepherded and stewarded, and just a great vision from Trainer.
It is. Pat Trainer has a great vision. That whole board is fantastic, and what they do, and basically, you know, there's a lot of places your money can go, right? I mean, there's a lot of causes out there. There's a lot of good work that's done by a lot of different charities. What Impact Foundation wanted to do more than anything was make sure they had a seal of approval on charities. So when you give money, you know that the administration of that particular organization is committed to making sure the vast majority of those dollars go to help the people in need.
Great efficiency.
Yeah, and the cause. And so it's almost like a business-like mentality within nonprofits that sometimes, not always, but sometimes don't run like a business and therefore are very inefficient with administration. And, you know, and the idea also was to say, well, give them a platform to help them fundraise. Rather than have 200 different charities fundraising in 200 different ways, why not do it in one way and have one-stop shopping? And that's what the Impact Give Back site is all year long. You know, you're able to go there ImpactGiveBack.org. Click on the Giving Hearts link today, but all year long, A to Z are these wonderful charities. So it's a neat deal.
And the process is you go to ImpactGiveBack.org, you get your debit or credit card out, and it's very, very secure. That's important to say because of all of the other stuff. And then you can go literally run down the menu and seek out the ministry or the foundation you want to support, and then you click on it and go through the process, and it's a simple process. You're safe. And then if you give $20, it's $40.
Exactly. So what a great day to double your money, and it really works great. Again, our top 10 list are the Perry Center, St. Gianna's Maternity Home, Dorothy Day House of Hospitality, the Lost and Found Ministry, Ann Carlson Center, North Dakota Family Alliance, the Jail Chaplains, John Paul II Catholic Schools, First Choice Clinic and St. Joseph's Catholic School in Moorhead. Marie, from our staff, is a alum of the St. Joe's. She worked over there, and is a dear member of our team. She got to pick that one.
And I get to interview someone from that school today on the Common Sense Club.
Exactly right. So
and this goes on till midnight, folks. So, you know, if you forgot your credit card or something, you can do this anytime and for the rest of until midnight tonight, until officially Valentine's Day starts.
I will say the Ann Carlson Center in that top 10 has a special place in my heart today, too, because our friend Logan Little, who was on the air with us last Thursday.
Yeah.
Logan is the communications director and has been working on the Giving Hearts effort and their video and all the fun for a better part of the last, you know, 6 months or so. And, of course, they do fabulous work. They're iconic in North Dakota with, you know, special needs folks, especially kids. And what poor Logan has endured this week is almost unspeakable. He lost his dad in a car accident last Friday in Grand Forks at 62. And Neil Little was just an amazing individual. And we knew Neil mainly from church and school. My wife tells a great story about how when she, you know, you're new to town and, you know, you're new in a school hallway and, you know, you want to help. So she decided to join the PTO and Neil was so welcoming to her. Alex would have been a first grader then, you know, now he's a senior. And when we moved to Fargo and just has memories from the very first time here of how welcoming, now sings in the choir with Mona Little and Neil Mona, part of our church family, you know, how, you know, the church family becomes an extended part of your family. And, of course, Logan, having worked for us for a number of years, came to us in 2008 as part of the launch of the flag, did all of our online social media. And
really talented.
Extremely talented. Builds websites, did great interaction with clients, and just a
terrific writer, too.
Oh, my gosh. You only need to look at the obituary he wrote for his dad to know how incredible a writer he is. Many of the Common Sense commentaries I do over the years, I'd give him, you know, my bullet points, if you will. Here's where my head is at, and out would come a, you know, 450-word masterpiece. He just is absolutely amazing. So our heart breaks, certainly, for the Little family. Last night, the prayer service was nothing short of amazing. It was 2 hours of one story after another of families, you know, be it nieces and nephews and cousins and one son, Logan, and three daughters and a wife that clearly just absolutely amazing. Father Paul Dukeser led the prayer service, and he did a great job of talking about, hey, you know what, it's okay to be heartbroken here, but let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. This was a man of faith. He is, you know, everything's right here. He was a man of faith, and now he's with Jesus, you know. But your heart breaks. It's sad. It's okay for it to be sad. To lose somebody. On the other hand, don't let your heart be troubled, because this is all part of a bigger plan and a bigger picture. It was a great, great, great event in a celebration of life, which is really sometimes hard when you are so sad losing somebody so soon.
And he modeled to Logan how to be a dad and how to be a father.
He sure did. Yeah, Logan and his sisters will do well. A lot of folks know Neil. He sold used medical equipment, and his bosses were there from Houston last night. And gushed about him. I mean, he was a great employee. He was just a great dad, clearly a great husband, a great friend, and just the kind of funeral you go to and you say, gosh almighty, what a good and faithful servant. So it really was neat. Funeral's today at 10 o'clock at St. Anne's and Joachim Church, which is one of the reasons I need to leave a little bit early today. And Todd Mitchell will be taking the 10 o'clock hour. Okay, let's talk about this weather a moment here, because we do have all kinds of crazy weather going on. Eastbound and westbound lanes are now open, by the way, from Jamestown to Valley City. But there's travel alerts everywhere for northeast North Dakota due to blowing snow, reduced visibility. North central North Dakota, same thing. And southeast North Dakota, all travelers encouraged to monitor those situations closely. The winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. Light snow gradually diminishing from the west this morning with additional accumulations under an inch, but the winds are whipping around. Gusts to 40 miles an hour. Visibility is dropping considerably. Hazardous outlook for eastern North Dakota. They call it a hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota. Day one today and tonight, wind chill values are going to drop back down there again. Days 2 through 7, Friday through Wednesday, they're looking at a few weak weather systems that could bring some light snow at times. So we're watching that very closely as well. Travel alerts again. Issued for Fargo and other regions. We're talking basically Minot, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Grand Forks, Drayton, and Pembina are part of this. And northeast, north central, and southeast North Dakota, including Fargo, because the blowing snow is reducing visibility. The conditions prompting authorities to close I-94 from Jamestown to Valley City. That has reopened, but that that happened early this morning because of the conditions. Remember, you can always call 511 and get road information for where you are or where you're going. So that works for North Dakota or Minnesota, 511. Good little system, but certainly encourage you to call ahead and do what you need to do there. A lot of news things to cover. We'll talk more about Giving Hearts Day. We'll talk about sinkholes and Corvettes, because I know that's on your mind, Mark.
What a picture in the USA Today.
Exactly. Anyway, that and Senator Hoban and Senator Heitkamp split their vote on the debt ceiling bill, but it did pass the Senate. North Dakota's revenues are flush again. We have some news in the Ag Commissioner race on propane and more coming up bottom of the hour. When we come back, a guest at an important event for the Soybean Council. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, has done it again with another great special. Brian Burgraff, tell us more.
The Scott Hennon offer that we have out there, when that's $75 for any room that's available when you call in midweek, and or $99, which includes the room plus 2 hours of snowmobile rental on one of our great Polaris sleds.
It's the room and the snowmobile rental, $99 a night. Yeah, it is.
You can't go wrong with that special.
You can't. And again, that's any room.
And if you need to, you can actually take that the 2 hours and add on more hours at a reasonable price as well. So if you want to go 4 hours instead of 2 hours, you can do that too.
And by the way, the best part of that deal is literally they start the snowmobile for you. You hop on, you go. I mean, it's right out the door. You're on the trail.
Right out the door here. The Heartland Trail is right outside our back door. You hop on that and you can go for miles, literally hundreds of miles.
To book the Scott Snowmobile Special, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefald on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Some weather we're watching here. Walsh County has issued a no travel advisory at this time due to reduced visibility. And again, pretty much the areas of Grand Forks, Drayton, Pembina, Minot, and the surrounding areas in north central North Dakota, Jamestown, Valley City, Fargo, Wahpeton, southeast North Dakota, all in a travel alert. Grand Forks, Drayton, and Pembina as well in travel alerts. Westbound and eastbound, I-94 Jamestown to Valley City is open. It was closed for a time this morning. Weather Service has issued a special weather statement because accumulating snow along and west of the Missouri River this afternoon through Thursday night, this Alberta Clipper, well, we're getting used to these, aren't we? Sweeping across western and central North Dakota. And this afternoon, light snow developing across the west Thursday afternoon, then spreading into portions of central North Dakota by Thursday evening. Snow tapering off by midnight, but snow accumulations 1 to 3 inches. So we're watching that very closely. Giving Hearts Day today. We'll have more on that at the bottom of the hour. And the top 10 list for you today on the program that goes until midnight tonight. You can go online, impactgiveback.org. Go to flagfamily.com for our top 10 list. We helped you out here. Willow, the 2,200 down to about 10. Willow? Widow? Winnow? I don't know. We're just making it a little bit easier for you. Found some great charities. We've chatted with all of them over the last couple of weeks, and hope you'll agree. All right. Let's tell you a little bit about the Soybean Expo coming up. I want to have some fun at the Soybean Expo next week, and I'll bet you do too. And our next guest is here to tell us all about what's planned, so you can circle your calendar and be part of that. The North Dakota Soybean Council CEO, Diana Biedelsbacher, is with us to preview the Northern Soybean Expo. Hello, Diana. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you?
How is my German, by the way? Biedelsbacher, did I get it right?
Excellent. Perfect. Oh. Now, if you spell it right, you get a prize.
Oh, my gosh. That I would probably mess up for sure. But but you know what? My mother's maiden name is Tilgis. And,
okay.
I very often switch up the E and the I there, so I'm not sure that I would I'd be able to get the sets of E's and I and A's and E's and yours
that
right.
It can be tricky.
Exactly right. Tell us about the 2014 Soybean Expo next week in Fargo. What you got planned?
Well, it's Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Hot breakfast buffet starts at 8 a.m. And this year we've added a new element to the expo. We are inviting our producers in for breakfast with NDSU soybean researchers. And so we'll have researchers there to talk about a multitude of production issues, soybean cyst nematode, root rots, insects, pests, tiling, drainage issues, weed control, weed resistant management, a multitude of topics that will give producers the opportunity to speak one-on-one and gain more information that will be helpful to them going into the new planting season.
Some of the speakers you have coming in are well-known internationally, and yet it's amazing. We often forget what's right underneath our noses here. I mean, even the experts at NDSU that you mentioned are pretty extraordinary, aren't they?
Exactly, and they do such wonderful research for our producers. You know, they really work hard to solve some of our producers' greatest production challenges.
Sure do. Now, you have a speaker coming in to talk about how the world works. I mean, our producers are in a world market day in and day out. So obviously, knowing what's around the curve, extraordinarily important to prices and so many things. But talk a little bit about Peter and what he brings to the event next week.
Well, Peter Zion is a noted geopolitical speaker, and he really focuses on understanding the culture and the politics, the demographics, and the history of how countries work and operate and how they make decisions. And so he's going to talk about that at a global level and then bring it down to what this means for North Dakota soybean industry and our soybean producers and what they need to know to gear up and prepare for that future.
And after lunch, John Phipps, managing editor and television host of the U.S. Farm Report, actually is going to share some optimism, I understand. You can kind of tend to get a little doom and gloom, the prices are down or the weather's bad or whatever. But he's got to talk about the future being very bright, doesn't he?
And I really like that about John. You know, just like you said, there can be some doom and gloom when we've been through some challenges. But, you know, really, we've been through a lot worse before. And his message is that, you know, we're really more than ready and capable of prospering and succeeding whatever future comes to us. And that there really are a lot of opportunities out there for producers to be able to take advantage of.
Absolutely. That'll be from 1 to 2. And then Drew Lerner, the president and senior agriculture meteorologist of World Weather, is going to have a nice talk for a good hour and a half, 2:45 to 4:15 on Tuesday. What's in store for 2014? And you know, the drought situation, the 2014 outlook. Obviously, I mean, it's impossible to overstate the importance of the weather in the soybean market. So, what do you expect from Drew?
Well, he's going to give us a preview, actually, of what he expects our weather system and weather patterns to look like for the 2014 planting season, and I know he'll be very popular. So a lot of us want to look into that crystal ball and be able to know exactly what's in store for us. So we're really looking forward to his presentation.
And a couple of things on the checkoff dollars. Is the checkoff program working well for the soybean folks?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, when you think back even 20 years ago, we planted 500,000 acres of beans primarily in the eastern part of the state, and now we're at, you know, 4.63 million acres. You know, we used to have $8 beans. You know, now we have $12, $13 beans. We used to have, you know, a few varieties of beans. Now we have many that, you know, grow in conditions that they weren't able to grow in before, and they make farmers more profitable. So, I mean, the checkoff has just done wonderful things for our industry, and it's truly made us a success story.
That sounds great. And then the North Dakota transportation folks are going to be in to talk a little bit about making sure those farm-to-market roads are up to speed, right?
Absolutely. That's such a critical issue for us right now, being able to move our product. And so we're pleased to have someone from the DOT being able to address that. We also have Jarrett Hagert, who some might know. He's a producer from Emerato, North Dakota, and he was a former Soybean Council director, and now he serves as treasurer of the United Soybean Board. And he's actually going to give a presentation about how checkoff dollars are being put to work at a national level so producers can see, you know, what's being done on a broader scale using their dollars and how that's bringing value back to them.
I'm already trying to rearrange my schedule because I can't believe how much a person can learn in one day, for crying out loud. This is a great day.
It's a fantastic day for learning and networking and celebration. It's a great day. I sure hope you can join us. It would be great to have you.
NDSoybean.org is the website, and folks can sign up still there, Diana?
Right, and there's no pre-registration required, but the agenda is out there, so we'd love to have everyone come in the morning and stay through the day. There's a social at the end of the day, and of course the Soybean Growers Association have a big trade show with about 45 exhibitors there throughout the day, so we encourage people to come and walk through there and visit with our exhibitors.
Sounds like a great day. Diana Beetlespecker from this great organization. I hope you can attend the North Dakota Soybean Council, Tuesday, the Soybean Expo. Thanks, Diana.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
More of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. most manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's on your mind? The preview hour. I'm Scott Hannon along with Mark the Freedom Pole. We're going to tackle some news headlines here for you. Coming up next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Already calls coming in for him. If you have questions or comments for the congressman, I like to suggest getting them in advance just because it's a good way to, it's a way to enhance your chances of getting on because the calls generally stack up for Congressman Cramer when he does the talk radio town hall, and it's been a busy week in Congress. So 855-200-1776, press 1, and just say, Congressman Cramer, my name is Ted from, Zap, and here's my question. So, Ted from Tioga, whatever. Why did you laugh when I said Ted from Zap? There is a Zap, North Dakota, you know.
Yeah, and a guy by the name of Zach lived in Zap.
There you go. Zach and Zap.
I think so.
And Ted and Tioga,
mm-hmm.
Right? And sure. Ray and Ray.
Wow, Ray, you know? Ray.
Ray and Ray, yeah. Bert and Berthold, you know, there's the Steve and Stanley, right? We can just keep going down the wherever. You don't have to say your name, but it's always nice to say, Congressman Cramer, you know, it's Zed from Zap, and here's my question. Because then he knows your name, he writes it down, and, good things happen. So, anyway, and that show's been wonderful for people getting help, even with, issues that are related to, individual cases where they're having issues with the government. Kevin's got a great constituent service team, and they go after it. So don't be afraid to bring issues that, we might not be able to get in great detail in on the air, but at least you can have the connection with him and then and the follow-up from his staff after. So he's a hard-working dude. He really is, and that's a great hour. We appreciate it. So that's 9 to 10. And, again, questions in advance, welcome at 855-200-1776. If anybody has made a donation already, for Giving Hearts Day, I'd love to hear from you just about the ease of doing that. All right?
Yeah.
And, in fact, I might do one right now. I might do one right now just to say I did. Should I do that, Mark?
I'd like that.
It's Giving Hearts Day, and I'm going to donate to the Perry Center because it's one of our top 10 lists, okay? So I went to flagfamily.com. I saw Perry Center. I clicked donate, okay? Now it takes me to another site, and it says enter the amount you'd like to donate. I'll go $25 because I'm cheap. Let's see here. Make the donation in honor of somebody. I'll do that. Absolutely. Who should we make it in honor of? Let's make it in honor of your mother. How about that? In memory of your mother.
Okay.
And your mother's first name was?
Arona.
Arona. How do you spell that again?
A-R-O-N-A.
Arona Skogerbo. Mm-hmm. You still get requests for copies of...
I did just last Monday, yeah, of my saying goodbye to her on the air here.
And isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we provide copies of folks that want that. Okay. And so it allows me to do in memory of Arona Skogerbo. And the special instructions or comments for the charity. For example, I'd like my donation to go towards now. I know the Perry Center. They do it great. All right. So now it says, okay, you're going to $25 to the general fund of the Perry Center. And it gives me the option of checking out now or donate it again below if I want to do that for somebody else. Should we make another donation?
I don't have my credit card with me.
All right. We'll go to checkout. The point is, this is extraordinarily easy. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, this is really, really easy. So I put my name in here and phone number, email address. I'm doing this live as we speak. This is not a drill.
And it's magically turning into $50 right before our very eyes.
That's the amazing thing. And you can make a donation anonymous if you like. It gives you that option. Once my name as it appears on the card, of course. Don't you love that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm done. There you go. Type the card in. You're good to go. So can't beat a deal like that at all. That simple. Push send. It's gone. We're in business. So anyway, encourage you to do that. Flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com is the place to do that. What news headline has caught your attention the most here today?
I think this weather thing, the complete collapse of the whole southeast, the hundreds of thousands without, you know.
What is going on?
It's just...
what do you make of this?
I just think it's global warming.
You do not.
No, I God is sovereign. He can do anything he wants with the weather. And some people are skeptical and think it's cloud seeding and so forth. But anyway, it's pretty it's pretty intense. But it is February. And it's just a matter of... Sometimes I think of this jet stream just pushing it down just 1,000 miles. Or a few hundred miles, and weather changes for people profoundly, you know.
What do you make of Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp splitting their vote on the debt ceiling?
Well, I say, yay Hoeven, boo Heidi.
Ted Cruz's vote shows that both parties aren't listening to the American people. Ted Cruz says the vote shows that both parties are not listening to the American people. Is he right?
That's right. The American people are more and more getting disgusted with the deficit spending and the fact that we're cruising along. Now, 60% of people are upset about Obamacare now.
That's something I think we need to spend more time talking about, to tell you the truth, because that's real people that are ticked off about that, and I think that's real. New York Times, by the way, said the act of surrender may strengthen Boehner's control. What do they mean by that?
Control over his party. See, only a handful, like 20-some Republicans voted with, was mostly all Democrats. So he was able to look like the Republicans were standing up for fiscal sanity. But it's a charade, you know. They could not have done that without his help. They didn't have enough Democrats.
Yeah, I really, really wish they would have done a balanced budget amendment with it or something.
Something.
I don't understand. We're going to be in D.C. not next week, but the week after, and it's one of the questions we'll certainly ask. By the way, North Dakota is doing great guns. You know, at odds with the other 49 states, North Dakota revenue forecast was $150 million higher than they thought it was going to be. Individual income tax revenue is up, and the sales tax collections were down a little bit in January, but again, down off record highs, you know, so pretty incredible. Two Minnesota lawmakers, this is a dandy, propose a fee on oil crude transportation from western North Dakota to protect against oil derailments. This is the kind of garbage these extremist environmentalists will do.
That's right.
Now, they have no concerns, in my view, about oil coming through Minnesota. They only want to derail the industry, no pun intended. That's what this is all about. It's just ridiculous. We're going to call Jerry Leach here from the jail chaplains.
Oh, she's great.
I tried Ben Larson from Perry Center, and he was unavailable, but the jail chaplains are one of our top 10 at flagfamily.com beneficiaries. So would you visit with Jerry?
I'd love to.
And talk with her a little bit about what's going on. Maybe just...
Are they keeping track of how it's going, how the fundraising is going for each of these kind of overall...
They are.
We're starting to get scorecard. You know, you talked about, you were part of the first one on TV, the first Impact Give Back Giving Arts Day.
I was. Jerry actually can't join us till next break. So you go ahead with the sports, and then we'll chat with Jerry when we come back after. What is going on in sports anyway? I mean, this Olympics thing is fun. The women got robbed, didn't they?
They did, after the bell.
But we'll get our revenge, won't we?
We will, because that didn't matter. No, we got to go to the semifinals. Yes, Canada beat the United States, but guess what? the 3-2, the third goal was after the whistle. I don't know, how does that work? There's always been some kind of great brouhaha in the Olympics about officiating, going way back to the classic games of basketball. You see, it used to be only Russia had professionals in the Olympics, and they owned some, you know, they owned hockey until the great 1960 and 1980 teams of U.S. that were so exciting with the Christians and all of the people from Minnesota, North Dakota, the UND stars that helped. One of the Miracle on Ice, one of the greatest moments in my life was watching that. So men's hockey will start. That saga will start again. Of course, there's tremendous pressure on the Russians to bring pride, to bring gold back to Russia. They're invested like $60 billion in this episode. And their dancing team, their ice dancing team just really nailed it. And so there's the Paris victory worth more than gold to the Russians, it says in USA Today. Tatiana Volozar and Maxim Trankov won the pairs. Absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, magnificent, coordinated skating. It's a sport where the Russians reveal their soul like ballet and theater. Embraced by Putin, you know, it was worth it now with that great victory. Surprising joy and half-pipe pride. Caitlin Farrington soared. She got gold for the United States, and her folks ended up selling off their entire herd to back her Olympic snowboarding career, and she had the ride of her life. What a good time to do it after spending a lifetime learning how to be this great superstar, sort of a rock and roll sport, you know, snowboarding. And she joined Clark, who got bronze, fell down and got bronze, but she got Caitlin Farrington gold. So now we've got three golds, and now we'll be moving into, you know, more and more of the competition. Something that struck me was Jeter is deciding to step down. Truly a class man. Some people say he's one of the very best pure baseball players. He could have just named his terms, but this is going to be his last season. What a great man, and what a humble man. Good and great man. Another amazing story, a 35-year-old that you've never heard of, Walker, has won three out of his first eight golf tournaments and is now atop of the standings for this year and the FedEx Cup standings. He had gone 0 for 187 on the PGA Tour, and he began the 2013-2014 wraparound season with wins in three of eight starts. He joins Tiger Woods, who did it eight times, Phil Mickelson, and David DeBall as the only players in the last 20 years to win three of eight tournaments to begin a season. So, you know, never give up. An amazing thing. Jimmy Walker, you'll be hearing more of him. And what did he do? How did this happen? He called out of the blue Butch Harmon, the superstar coach. Butch Harmon told me that he doesn't take just anybody. He believed I had the ability to be great and said I had to start believing him. That one sentence changed this man's life. We got to pour belief and faith into the people we care about. That's sometimes, how do you know how good you are until somebody says, hey, that was good. Most people just sing in the shower, you know. I think there's some great superstar singing in the shower around the world, and nobody ever says, hey, that's great. I remember, you know, I had a musical career for many years, and I remember the night that I decided to give it a shot. My friend Jimmy in Texas, I was going to school there, and I had gotten a guitar, and I sang a song. And he said, wow, he said, that was really good. You should do that more. So within a couple of months, I was singing in a steakhouse, and Jimmy was laughing, and we were having a great time.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mark Scogamo did a sports report that didn't include the T-Wolves. I mean, seriously, have you given up on the Timber Puppies or what?
Because of the blizzard intrusion. Let's go blizzard.
Chris, I can't hear you when we have chat for a reason. Say that again, though.
I said the blizzard warning that we've got the National Weather Service jumped in before I could say about the Wolves beating Denver by 27 points.
Oh, good point. Yeah, the takeover because of the blizzard warning. And this is new. It's in effect till noon today. I'll say it in English as opposed to in national. Whatever says, you know, but
and all that.
Exactly.
You know,
but anyway, I'll try.
Torpedo run, you know.
I'll try English for you here. The National Weather Service in Grand Forks has issued a blizzard warning, which is in effect till noon today. The wintry weather advisory is in the rearview mirror. It's toast. It's out of here. Light snow will gradually diminish from the west this morning with additional accumulations under an inch. Winds and visibility north at 30 to 40 with higher gusts along with visibilities under a quarter mile. Snow accumulations less than an inch. Additional snow accumulation for the southern Red River Valley and west central Minnesota. Ground blizzard conditions are expected for the northern Red River Valley north of Grand Forks. Blizzard conditions expected in the southern Red River Valley or south of Grand Forks. All right. And, you know, a blizzard warning, you know, I don't know. Is this, I don't want to start that whole debate because we've sort of changed the definition of blizzard warnings. But, again, with these winds and with a little bit of snow, visibilities can reduce very quickly.
To right? Zero. Yeah, even driving down 45th Street today, there was some virtually zero visibility for a while.
Did you get everything you wanted to get in about the T-Wolves?
Yeah, they just played great.
And they beat Denver.
Who they hardly ever beat.
They hardly ever beat Denver. Yeah, pretty cool. It is Giving Hearts Day. And by the way, I've just noticed they've just gone over $1 million already. Yeah, so it's, what are we, 8 hours in, not quite 9 hours in, already $1 million. We picked a top 10 list, which you can find at flagfamily.com, flagfamily.com. And it includes our friends from the jail chaplains who do fabulous work. Jerry Leach is on the phone. Jerry, did you sleep last night or have you been up since midnight?
No, I slept really good, but I was at Sandy's Donuts by shortly before 7 this morning.
I love the Sandy's Donuts angle here. Tell folks about what you're doing today for Giving Hearts Day in collaboration with Sandy's Donuts.
Oh, Sandy's Donuts is just an awesome partner. For every red velvet cake donut that they sell today, they are donating $2 to the jail chaplains. Now, you can come out here and buy a red velvet cake donut for $1, and they will give $2 to our ministry. It's just amazing. You know, we also had the opportunity to promote pre-orders, and this year we added free delivery. I've got 5 delivery teams that are out and about right now. And on this cold, blustery day, won't the deliveries be extra special?
They are. In fact, we're going to be delivering some to our valued clients as well, and we'd encourage others to do the same. I mean, Jerry and the team at Jail Chaplains are proud members of our Freedom Club, have been all along, and we encourage our listeners to support the people that support us. They do, and it's a great ministry. They do good work, and what a neat way to just say thank you. And again, you're buying a donut, for crying out loud, that's awesome, from Sandy's Donut. You can buy them for clients at by the dozen, and every donut, $2, for crying out loud, goes to the jail chaplains. You can't beat a deal like that. So I'd love it if they run out of red velvet donuts today. That'd be awesome.
Hey, absolutely. You know what? They made 1,700 last night, so they'll be here.
So, but our mission is to have them run out. So if we sell all 1,700 of those, we've done our job. And they have a beautiful location on Main Avenue in West Fargo. If you haven't been to Sandy's Donuts, make today the day you go over. Even if you just have one donut, just to be able to do your part that way. And that's a way to do it. You can go online and give, and every dollar you give is doubled impactgiveback.org. And again, our entire top 10 list is on the line. What's your goal today, Jerry? How much do you want to raise for the jail chaplains?
Well, I'm hoping we can get up around $30,000 or $40,000. We have a $10,000 match, and you know, we have this great deal going on here at Sandy's Donuts, and so I just really trust. Jail Chaplains has gotten awesome support from this community, and we just have the opportunity to be in the jail 6 days a week, sharing the good news of Jesus and making a difference in people's lives, and also that of their families. So it's a win-win situation.
It's a great cause, and for folks that are in and around Fargo on this blustery day and West Fargo, get on over to Sandy's Donuts, which actually is in West Fargo on Main Avenue. If you haven't been there before, just take the Main Avenue exit off of I-29, head west, and you'll see Sandy's Donuts on the south side of Main Avenue. You can't miss it. It's a great location. It's a former Hardee's location, but it doesn't look like that anymore. Big, beautiful.
Absolutely, and I will be here till 11 o'clock this morning, so I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you from 11 to 1. Chaplain Elizabeth will be here. So, blessings. Thank you, Scott and crew, for all that you do to help us as well.
Good to talk to you, Jerry. Stop on by Sandy's Donuts to get the red velvet donuts today. You buy one, and they donate $2 for every donut sold. Come on. Can't beat that much.
That's very, very generous.
Of course it is. It's fabulous. Tell you about the weather in the valley today. 20% chance of snow before 9. Areas of blowing snow after 9. Partly sunny. Temps falling to around 2 by by this afternoon. Wind chill values as low as 16. Windy with a north-northwest wind, 27 to 32 this afternoon. My gosh, winds could gust as high as 45. Cloudy tonight, low of 8 below. Tomorrow, sunny, 7 above, but wind chills will be down there again. Saturday, some snow, 21. Sunday looks nice, actually, 26 degrees. In the oil patch, a 40% chance of snow. The Boomin' Bakken will be cloudy today with a high near 12. Tomorrow, sunny, 24. Not bad. Saturday, cloudy, 27. And Sunday, chance of snow before 3. But look at this. 36 degrees out in the patch.
Woohoo!
Can you believe that?
I'm getting my bathing suit on.
Yeah, exactly right. 10 above now in Fargo, 2 below in Tioga.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.